I think the biggest overall takeaway has been that the picture on the continent is quite dire, in the sense that both on the economic front and the governance front has encountered several challenges. And as the report rightly points out, Africa's governance in particular has almost grounded to a halt since 2022. If you may recall, between 2010 and 2012 or 13, it was the period of the Africa rising narrative. So Africa was pretty doing well at the time. The continent was relatively very stable. Conflicts were not as much as we have today, and certainly the economies of several countries were growing. There was relative peace. At the time, of course, there were some commitments by the African Union and, you know, state parties to ensure that Africa is well governed, that overall Africa will have increasingly become a global player. Unfortunately, that has not been the case, and the Ibrahim Index of African Governance does clearly reflect that over time, since 2014, through to date, governance and economic performance has been declining. And since 2022, governance has almost come to a standstill.
So what do you think? What do you think are some of the main factors contributing to this somewhat slow progress in governance?
I think the critical factor has been failure of government and leadership failure, I would say. And governance, of course, is the core component of development. If political stability is threatened, if governments do not govern according to the will of the people, this is what happens. And so I do think it's generally a leadership failure that governments on the continent have not committed themselves and delivered to the expectations of ordinary citizens on the continent. The priorities that citizens have, especially when it comes to peace and insecurity, the report does highlight these two, and I think the inability to maintain peace and security, which was one of the commitments that was made under Agenda 2063 to silence all guns by 2023, that has not worked out. And so, unfortunately, the continent's peace and insecurity has resulted in, you know, derailing the continent from achieving some of these targets.
What are some of the improved countries in governance?
The report does clearly note the countries that have really improved quite significantly. And this is actually a mix of countries that were already doing well and countries that had a lot of room for improvement. So, for example, the Seychelles comes up on top in terms of its governance ranking. And Seychelles has been a country where governance has been improving over time, and they have remarkably overtaken some of the stalwarts of democracy on the African continent, like Mauritius or Botswana, which have always been viewed as the torchbearers when it comes to democratic development. I think for some of the countries, example Morocco, that has moved to the 8th position, or countries like Cote d'Ivoire that has moved to the 16th position, these are countries that had a lot of room for improvement, and they've actually done well in that kind of movement. And so if you look at the top countries, especially the top performing ones, it is the countries like the Seychelles that have really done well to come to the top position. In some countries, the index has shown, in addition to Afrobarometer data, has shown that there are some concerns in some of the Africa's leading democracies. People's or citizens' satisfaction with the way democracy has worked. In countries like Mauritius, Botswana, South Africa, and Ghana, that used to be and are known as democratic stalwarts on the continent, the indicators for these countries have actually gone down. And that is the unfortunate thing, that some of the leading democracies have struggled. And as I said at the beginning, this comes down to leadership failure, of course, the inability to maintain peace and security,